Father, we abandon ourselves into your hands. Do with us what you will. Whatever you may do, we thank you. Help us to be ready and accept all that you have for us. Let only your will be done. Amen. Mother Mary began speaking. It is truly about consent and correspondence. As graces are distributed, they need to be protected and kept safe. Very few know how to maintain and protect graces. This is why there is so much loss. My daughter, you have been given many graces, and with some you have done well, with others not so well. You are easily thrown off track, sweet daughter, and you will find that when you really apply yourself and stay focused, you do well. But the moment you reach out to do something else, you lose your train of action, and that leads to one thing after another that steals the time that was meant for what is important. You are daily whipped by storms of every kind to throw you off track and keep you from being productive. The enemy has been very successful with this tactic, but there is a way to conquer it. Whenever you begin anything, call upon me to join in with you. Invite me to protect you from distractions, but then you must be mindful of the forces that are aligned against you and the very important tasks you are doing. I wish to increase you in this area, but the graces go nowhere and are not used because you give in to distractions, very often thinking that if you take care of that distraction, that will be it. But in truth, it is only the beginning of a rabbit trail. Mother, I so lack motivation. Let him restore that to your heart. You have been lied to and convinced that these things are inferior gifts, but in your own life you know by experience that it is most often the very force that breaks spiritual stalemates. Please do not wait for the very last minute of the day to start these projects. Part of the healing you so desperately need is tied up in your work. It has very real benefits right now in your period of waiting until you are taken. And there are things that you've been given for others that are very moving. I would really like you to try and get organized. Call upon me to protect your time, and then be absolutely aware of my presence guiding you. Follow no fancy. Do only the important things set before you. If you would divide your time between prayer, messages, and special assignments, we would be very happy indeed. You know when you've been doing this that you feel a certain sense of accomplishment and peace. This is because you are in the center of God's will when you do. Please, Claire, beloved daughter, go back to your project. But Mother, how will I ever manage with all these messages to get out? I have given you a helper who is very good at doing these things. Allow them to do this while there is still the resource to do it. Thank you for your guidance, dearest and purest Mother of God. Do you have something to say to the community? Blessed Mother continued, there will be some changes made. I want you all to search your hearts as to whether or not you really want this vocation. We are getting to a critical point where unity of hearts is absolutely essential to your growth as a community. As long as there are naysayers in your midst, those who have not resolved their issues and still hold out and stand back, there will be fractures in the community. Please, dear children, be on the same page with Mother. Truly, she has a heart for this mission, and when you have unresolved issues, it rubs against her and creates frictions in the community that everyone is quite aware of. The disrespect for this vessel must stop. I am asking you to make a resolution in your heart that God is directing her, and she deserves your respect. Please do not allow your personal preferences to grate against her wishes. This is very tiring for her. You remember the sculpture of the monk with his hood up, and there was nothing inside the hood? What was that about? That monk was dead to himself. His likes and dislikes was totally given over to God. You hurt and weaken her when you are walking in a non-supporting opinion. In other words, you are dragging her down when you should be lifting her up to fly forward. Pray for her discernment if you have doubts, or go to her and gently ask if such and such would be more expedient for her. But please, do not continue to pummel her with your preferences. These things should not matter to you. It is the work that matters. and you should all work together without friction, opposition, or personal preferences. I will help you if you call upon me. You must call for my help with faith that the Holy Spirit will bring you my help. I love you dearly, community. Each of you are precious hosts in an ornate golden ciborium.